The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Dami Tavayu, Masnisin v'tinok shenishba l'bein anochrim, v'ger shenizgayr l'bein anochrim. Abu hikir u'besof shachach, chai val kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. The first case of the Mishnah is the case of what's called HaShocheach Iker Shabbos. So that means that the person does not have knowledge, awareness of the whole notion of Shabbos. As Rashi says, Kesavur ein Shabbos b'Torah. And out of that lack of awareness of Shabbos, he does many melachos over many Shabbosos. Says the Mishnah, he's only chayiv one chatas. As Rashi explained it, it's all one shgaga. Rashi also hearkens to the pasuk of Shmira Achas l'Shabbosos harbe. Come Rabbi Shmuel and establish that the case of Shocheach Iker Shabbos is a case of Tinok Shenishba L'Bein Anochrim or Ger Shenizgar L'Bein Anochrim. He was taken captive as a child, he was born Jewish but raised by non-Jews, or he converted L'Bein Anochrim, exactly what that means. Tosus will say how the Shaykh Agerus, if you don't have the proper halachas of Gerus, the Seder, but whatever the Metzius is, he's Jewish, based on the Gerus was valid. But he never actually knew anything about Shabbos. That's how Rabbi Shmuel explained. And the way that Gemara explains in the Hava Mina, what they're trying to say is that that's the only time that we say the din of Ein Chai Vel Chatas Achas. By contrast, Hikir U Besof Shachach, if the case is a person once knew, he knew about Shabbos and then subsequently he lost this awareness, he forgot. So now he's at a state where he doesn't have any sense of Shabbos that ever that exists in the Torah, but he once did. Then chayiv al kol Shabbos b'Shabbos. Then the din would be like the second case of the Mishnah, that doing many melachos of many Shabbosos, you'd be chayiv for each Shabbos a carbon chatas. That's the statement that Rabbi Shmuel said. Says Rashi, b'tinok masnisin depatar b'chad chatas. V'tinok shenishba v'lo yada Shabbos miyola. Avol hikir v'sof shachach. Havalei kishocheach shehayom Shabbos. That would be the same as the case where a person knew about Shabbos but forgot the day was Shabbos. V'yodea ikir Shabbos. V'chai v'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. The Gemara is now going to try to work it out in terms of the cheshbon of the working it out in the Mishnah itself. But before we even go through the Shaka V'tari in the Gemara, by the way, we have to try to understand what would be the svara here of Rabbi Shmuel. Again, it's only a Hava Mina. Once the Gemara works itself through, it ends up not being true. The Maskan, of course, it ends up that the Mishnah's first case includes the case of Hikir B'Sof Shachach, and you only have one carbon. But throughout this Gemara's Hava Mina, we have this halacha that Hikir B'Sof Shachach already is different. Having had the awareness once means that you now chayav in every Shabbos. L'mashal, according to Rashi, this certainly would be difficult, right? What does Rashi say about why chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos in the second case of the Mishnah? What did Rashi say? Says Shmira Shabbosos amachalkos. Rashi says be'ef sheshelo noda bin Shabbos v'Shabbos, that there was a idea of some kind in between one Shabbos and the other. That which you forgot, the information was accessed to you, you retrieved it between one Shabbos and the other, and somehow that's enough to create a chiluk. However, you explain Pshat and Rashi. Rashi said it very clearly in the Mishnah. No, obviously over here, you can't say such a svar, right? In this case, Hikir B'Sof Shachach. Good, but Maisa, right now, you don't have any sense of Shabbos. Mehecha Teisa, that between one week and the next, you're suddenly going to recall what you once knew. Person doesn't know the calendar date that it was Shabbos, so that Rashi says it's clear between one Shabbos and the other that information will come to you. But the basic information that Shabbos exists, you once had it, now you totally forgot it. So how could the Gemara assume that Yochai Vakol Shabbos b'Shabbos, that whole Sfar of Rashi doesn't apply? The truth is that Rashi himself alludes to this issue. Rashi in the Hemshach HaGemara, Rashi points out that there's a koshikain here between the case over here of Hikir B'Sof Shachach and the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos, where you forgot what? that it was the day with Shabbos. What's the kosher cane? Because in the case of Yudea Iker Shabbos, you have the actual svara of E.F. Shishilo Noda. So Rashi himself is Moda, that that svara doesn't apply over here. So you can't start saying Shetach, that somehow something on Sadia is going to get information that he once knew. It's clear, you don't have the svara over here. No, so Adarav, so what's Pshat? How could Rashi say what he said in the Mishnah? You see from this Gemara not that way. Well, Maisa, the Rashba asks his Kasha and Rashi, and the Masha asks his Kasha as well, and they all point out, I mean, the Masha says, why didn't Tos ask him Rashi better Kasha than everything he asked? He could have asked him this Gemara. What do you have to say, L'chora? The Pshuta, what do you have to say? Yeah, before you're saying that, in other words, that Rashi agrees in this regard to Tosis. In other words, all that Rashi said when he said it was the fi hamaskan. In other words, when we end up at the end of the Gemara with a clear understanding that the first case of the Mishnah is even hikir b'sof shachach, then you only chayiv one, and the case where you chayiv kol Shabbos b'Shabbos is a case of yodea ikir Shabbos and you forgot the day, then Rashi says what he said. Then Rashi points out why chayiv kol Shabbos b'Shabbos, because E.F. Shishilo know that as we were mazgir. But according to this Havamina, it's not so. According to this Havamina, it's obviously a halacha that Shabbos is a machalik. Even without the Svara, Yef Shishilo know the look. The same way we saw for Tosfos. So Rashi would agree. According to the Havamina, it's not based on that Svara. That's the chor what you have to see. But let's ask ourselves another question. Let's leave now the Havamina. L'maskana, right? L'maskana, we have the first case of the Mishnah. Yechayev 1. And what's the case? Whatever the case is. Tinok Shenishba, and Hu Adin Hikir B'Sof Shachach. In both cases, Yechayev, only one. Masha'inke, in the case of Yudea Iker Shabbos, which means that you know it's Shabbos, you know the Shinyan of Shabbos, you forget the day of Shabbos, then Yechayev on each Shabbos. What's the difference? Why is it in the second case Yechayev on each Shabbos, and the first case where you forgot, or you never knew that it was Shabbos, that you only Yechayev one? According to Rashi, we understand very well the difference. What's the difference? We have two psukim, of course, right? But after everything, why is one pasuk referring to one case and one pasuk the other case? In the second case in the Mishnah, Yechayev Shabbos, why? Because Rashi gives us what svara? Yef Shishilu Noodelo Ben Shabbos Kishabbos. In the first case, you don't have that svara. Why should you assume that you're going to know in between? The Mela, in that case, is no inyan to mechalk one Shabbos and the next. So for Rashi, we understand the maskana, we understand the difference in case A and case B. What about according to Tosis? What did Tosis say? It's not based on Yesh Shilo Nodal. The fact that you're mechuyev on each Shabbos one separate carbon in the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos is based on Xeris HaKasuv of Shmira L'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. The Shabbos is a mechalek. And that's it. It stops and it ends with that. There's no extra svara. Even if you would not know in between, we're not knowing, Mehechatesi, you know in between, it doesn't matter. We said it could be one Shgaga. Nevertheless, the Shabbos is a Mechale, right? No, so why not say the same halacha, that Shabbos is a Mechale, even in a case of Shocheach Iker Shabbos? Why should Shabbos is only the Mechale in a case of Yodea Iker Shabbos, and you would Shogeg in knowing that the day was Shabbos, that you didn't know. Manafshach, you have a Xeris HaKasuv of Shmira L'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. So why should that Xeris HaKasuv only relate to a case of Yodei Iker Shabbos and not a case of Shocheach Iker Shabbos? What are you going to say? But you have another Pasuk of Shmira L'Shabbos HaSarbet. Yeah, okay, but what's the difference? Why should it be that one, you know, what's the Svara to assign one Pasuk in the case of Shocheach Iker Shabbos and the other Pasuk Yodei Iker Shabbos? What should be the difference? Bishlam according to Rashi, there's a very important svara that distinguishes between the cases. According to Rashi, the fact that Yodei Iker Shabbos, you don't know the day of Shabbos, but in between one Shabbos and the other, you will realize the day was Shabbos. So it's very clear that this is one case that's different from the other. That svara that you have, that you depend on, that you rely on in the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos, to Mechal, one Shabbos and the other, is absent in the first case. Masha'ekin, according to Tosfos, does not do that svara. It's not a halacha that Shabbos is a machalik. So why not also say Shabbos is a machalik in the case of Shalchiach Ikashav?
It would seem that maybe the pasuk only applies if you know there's such a thing as Shabbos to begin with. If you don't know, then Shabbos, if there's no such thing as Shabbos for you, if either you never knew of it or you forgot the whole idea entirely, then you can't be machalik what you don't know to begin with.
Why not? Why should that depend on your idea? Maisa, you did malachas every Shabbos. Good. And there was a shgug on your part. In one case, the shgug was not knowing it was Shabbos. In the other case, the shgug was you didn't know Shabbos existed. You forgot Shabbos existed. Well, Maisa, why not simply say that the machayev of carbon is mischalik each week? And why does that depend on what? I understand that you didn't know. So therefore, what? Therefore, why should that matter? You didn't know Shabbos existed. So why shouldn't there be a chiluk Shabbos even though you didn't know? The pasuk pshat in the Mishnah, I'm asking. I'm not a big. It was pshat according to Tosfos. What's the difference in the first case and the second case? Yeah.
Maybe Tosfos recognizes Rashi's svara. He doesn't say that the halacha is based on that, but he just says the svara tells you where the gzirat hakatuv is going to be chal.
Yeah, but Tosfos seems to dismiss Rashi. We whoever Tosfos doesn't like it, Tosfos says you don't need it, so it's not. Who says it's even true? That's what you're pointing out. It could be that for Tosfos it's one shgaga. You assume Rashi's svar comes to create two shgagas, so it's not. It's the forgetting next week is a new forgetting. For Tosfos it's one forgetting. You didn't know. You thought for many weeks that Shabbos was Sunday or Shabbos was Friday. Nothing changed for you. And nevertheless, you chai for each Shabbos because Xeris HaKash is Shmiruch Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. So why should Shochech HaKish Shabbos be subject to a different Xeris HaKash? Why should the Svara of Shabbos as Machalkos apply in the case of Shochech HaKish Shabbos? What are you going to say? Let's go back and see, what do we say Pshat and Tosis? What's the gedder of the Chiluk Shabbosos that we learn out of the Pasuk of Shmiruch Kol Shabbos for Shabbos? That Shabbos is machalik. In the case of Yudei Ikash Shabbos, how are we mazdir the idea according to Tosfos? We noted that Chora it's one shgaga. Tosfos is not masking to Rashi Svara that a person would find out in the middle of the week anything. So it's one miscalculation that leads to all the transgressions on all those Shabbos. And nevertheless, Shmiru L'chol Shabbos B'Shabbos is a new machayev each Shabbos. What's the Shabbos? So we wanted to say that the gather of this Xeris HaKas, Shmiruch Kol Shabbos B'Shabbos, is akin, it's similar to what idea of what kind of a machalik? What do we want to say? What kind of a machalik is that? Like Gufin Machalik. Just like we saw in the Rambam, in the case of the woman who remarried many times, that you can say Gufin Machalikin even by Shkaga Achas. Right? Gufin Machalikin creates a chiluk even with one Shkaga. So what's the gather of the halacha of Shmiruch Kol Shabbos B'Shabbos? It's the idea that each Shabbos is seen as a distinct goof, so to speak. That the malacha you did on each Shabbos, it's like you did it with a different, it's a different Easter in a sense, a different shgaga. It creates like it were a different shgaga. That's how we explained it. I, the Gemara says, Gufim Mochlokin, not Benogeya, Shabbosos Machalkos Benogeya, Yom Shabbat Tam. The Gemara says, Gufim Mochlokin, Benogeya, Malacha, that you could even say by Malachas Yechayef, each Malacha beat Shabbos. Maybe that's two different perspectives on Gufin Machlak. Because there's two different aspects to the Avera of Malacha and Shabbos. Right? There's the Malacha in terms of the Pu'ula of Malacha. The Torah says, do not do Malacha on Shabbos. That's what Gufin Machlak means in the Gemara Krisis. That it's the Avera of Malacha on this Shabbos Bereshis and this Shabbos Parshas Noach and so on. But then there's another aspect to the Avera of Malacha and Shabbos, and that is the Inyan of Shmira and Chilul. That when a person is doing Malacha and Shabbos, there's an Inyan of Chilul Shabbos. It's not so much the Inyan of Malacha for the Pu'ul of the Malacha, it's that through the Malacha that he does, he's the Mechalel Shabbos. That's another component. And we wanted to say, based on this idea, that's what you find in the Lashon of Shmira and Chilul very often by Shabbos. Not just L'sasach HaMulacha, but Shmira, Shmartinus of Shabbos, L'chalel Mos Yumas. When a person is violating Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, the Mezid, you have in that both aspects together. When you know it's Shabbos and you do it anyway, so you're doing the Avera of Mulacha, and you're also doing a chilul of Shabbos at the same time. However, when we talk about shogeg, and shogeg is that thing that defines what you do as a ma'aseh aveira, the nature of the ma'aseh aveira is a function of the nature of what? Of the shgagah. That which you should have known better, and you had a lapse, that shgagah is what's going to translate into the type of ma'aseh aveira that you did. Memela, we could say, that if your shgagah was that you didn't know the melachos l'aser, you knew Shabbos, it's Shabbos, and you knew it was Shabbos, didn't know the melachos l'aser, then the type of aveira that we can classify that came out of that lack of knowledge, of not knowing the melacha, is an aveira that's aveira of melacha on Shabbos. The negea chilul Shabbos and shmir Shabbos, if you knew that the Shabbos is Shabbos, then in that respect you're like an anus. We're not held accountable. It's not a ma'aseh aveira mitzad chilul Shabbos, because you recognize kedushas Shabbos. You just didn't know the melachos was. So what's the nature of the aveira? The aveira is the melacha itself, the ma'aseh melacha. Masha'inkin, if you know the melachos was, but you didn't know it was Shabbos, and then because of that, not knowing that it was Shabbos, you did melacha, then faker. Then the nature of your ma'aseh aveira is a ma'aseh aveira not in terms of the melacha, because you knew melachos were asur. So there's no shgaga in terms of the melacha. In that respect, you're like an anus. You know melachos were asur. So what defines the ma'aseh aveira in that case? That what you have is you machal Shabbos. When the Gemara says Gufin Mechlakin, the Gemara is talking about a case of Shigas Melachos. So in terms of that, you can view the Losasecha Melacha as relating to each Shabbos by itself. That's the Gemara's Gufin Mechlakin. What we want to say for Tosfos is that there's another type of Gufin Mechlakin. And that's been again the case of Shigas Shabbos. That's the Xeris HaKasim of Shmira L'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. What that says is that there's an inyan of Shmiras Shabbos and Chilu Shabbos in terms of each individual Shabbos. Each individual Shabbos is seen also from the perspective of Shmira and Chilu. So when you have a case where you didn't know it was Shabbos, and the mail you made a mistake, this Shabbos, next Shabbos, the next Shabbos, so the aveira that results from this shkaga, the aveira of chilul Shabbos that you commit when you do malacha not knowing it was Shabbos, that's mischalek for every Shabbos. That it's an inyan of shmir Shabbos and chilul Shabbos for this Shabbos, and it's a separate aveira of shmir Shabbos and chilul Shabbos for next Shabbos, and so on and so forth. That's together the zeres akasim of shmir l'chol Shabbos for Shabbos. Now atkan we set over for Tosfos. Now maybe we can just take it a step further for the first case. Just like we have a pasuk of Shmira l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, we have the other pasuk of Shmira l'Shabbos Harbe. That means that sometimes you can view the Ma'isa Aveira as not, that the Aveira of Chilul Shabbos doesn't relate to each Shabbos by itself, but it relates to Chilul Shabbos in the sense of a general viewing all Shabbosos as one. That's what the other pasuk is suggesting. The one pasuk suggests that we view the inyan of Shmiras Shabbos and Chilul Shabbos, the Ma'isa Aveira called Chilul Shabbos, as Gufin Mukhlakin, that every Shabbos has its own character, its own nature, that you can machal that Shabbos. But then there's another pasuk. The other pasuk says that Shaykh to do a Ma'isa Aveira of Chilul Shabbos, that the Chilul Shabbos is viewed as the machal Shabbos in a very larger sense. In Chilul Shabbos, the Shabbos in general, not each Shabbos as if it were a different goof, binogeya Chilul Shabbos. The viewing each, the various Shabbosos as one entity. That's the second pasuk. So in Melo, what case would that be? When would you view a Ma'isa Aveira of Chilul Shabbos in the context of like one larger Chilul Shabbos in general, that all the Shabbosos are like one? That would be in a case where your Shocheach Ikur Shabbos. In other words, that what was your shgag? Again, your shgag is what defines what you do as a ma'isa aveira. And we're explaining that any time you have a shgag, not a melachos, but in Shabbos, the ma'isa aveira is defined as an aveira of chilul Shabbos. But now there could be a difference. If your shgag was a shgag of not knowing the day was Shabbos, now it's true that shgag in a sense, cause you next week also not to know that day was Shabbos. But the Gzeiras HaKasav V'Shmiyuchos Shabbos V'Shabbos tells me that in the case where you didn't know that the day was Shabbos, so then even though that Shgaga in a sense was the Siva for next Shabbos also not doing Malacha, but nevertheless, in the case like that, your Aveira that results from that Shgaga of being Mechal this Shabbos is seen as a separate Aveira of Mechal this Shabbos. And next week's Malacha is seen as a separate Aveira of Mechal that Shabbos, like the Guf Mechlakin paradigm. That's the case of Yodea Iker Shabbos. Masha Inkein, if your Shgaga was that you didn't know Bechal that Shabbos existed. So your Shgaga was a very general Shgaga about the Inyan of Shabbos, not about this being Shabbos. Then we have the other Pasuk. And the other Pasuk is indicating to us that there the nature of the Aveira is also a more global Aveira. That the Aveira of Chilu Shabbos that results from such a Shgaga is an Aveira of Chilu Shabbos in the abstract, in the general sense, not in each Shabbos, b'fniatzmo, an Aveira of Chilu of this Shabbos. That there the Chilu Shabbos is a Chilu Shabbos in general. Memela, that's not going to be a separate carbon for the Aveira of Chilu Shabbos for each Shabbos. Because again, the Yisod is that the Shgaga is built on a number of Yisvars. That the Shgaga, you have to hear each Yisvar by itself to digest the picture. There's a Shgaga that is defining the Maisa Aveira. The Shgaga that Shgaga is what defines the Maisa Aveira as a Maisa Aveira. What's the type of Maisa Aveira? A result of what the Shgaga is. If the Shgaga relates not to the Malachas, but to Shabbos, the Maisa Aveira is a Maisa Aveira in the realm of Chilu Shabbos. But now you can discuss two different types of Aveiras of Chilu Shabbos. One which the Pasuk of Shmuel Chol Shabbos B'Shabbos speaks to, and one with the Gzeiras HaKasav of Shmuel Chol Shabbos Harbi speaks to. The case of Shulchan, a day of Shabbos where you didn't know the day, is a Chilu Shabbos of each Shabbos. That's the Gzeiras HaKasav. That you view the Chilu as a Chilu of each Shabbos by itself. The case of Shulchan Yikr Shabbos, then the Maisa Aveira is really a Maisa Aveira each Shabbos of the general Inyan of Shabbos. Mele, there's no Chiluk Shabbos. So that would be maybe a Mahalach here to learn out for Tosfos, to explain for Tosfos why there's a difference in the first case and the second case. All this is L'maskan. What's our next challenge? To now go back to our Gemara now and to explain now what would be the Havamina to say that Hikir Ubisov Shachach would be also subject to what? To Chiluk of Shabbos B'Shabbos. Yeah.
A quick question. One of the last parts of the summary steps was after we saw there were two different Zerah Hashems for different Shmirot, we said the Masa Avera is either in regards to seeing all the Shabbatot as one entity or seeing all the Shabbatot as individual human beings. Just the last, I wasn't clear how that was said, what that was. Once we say the Masa Avera is...
Once we say the Maisa Aveira is Chilu Shabbos, as opposed to Malacha. Once you say the Maisa Aveira is Chilu Shabbos, as opposed to Malacha. That means that the Shgaga related to not knowing about Shabbos. Not that it related to not knowing Malacha, it was a function of not knowing about Shabbos. Now you can say that if the Shgaga about not knowing Shabbos was not knowing the day with Shabbos, then the Maisa Aveira is going to be defined as a Chilul of each Shabbos. Because the Gzeiras HaKasav says that each Shabbos is viewed as a separate entity, and if the Chilul Shabbos that results from your Aveira is considered a Maisa Aveira of Chilul Shabbos for each Shabbos. Whereas if your Shgaga was a general Shgaga, that did not relate to this Shabbos for itself, but the Inyan of Shabbos in general, so then the Chilul Shabbos that comes about in the Maisa Aveira of Chilul Shabbos is also a general Chilul Shabbos. A Chilul Shabbos in Shabbos in general, not a Chilul of each Shabbos. It's a little bit, I mean, Moshe just said in the beginning, yeah, because even though Shabbos, maybe you can't say Chilul Shabbos. Yeah, but why not? But the way we're saying it, it's because the nature of the Maisa Aveira is different if the Shgaga is different. And the whole Gzeiras HaKasav of Shmuel Chol Shabbos B'Shabbos is to create a notion of Guf Mechlakin B'Nogeya Chilul Shabbos. But if the whole Aveira was an Aveira in the general sense of that Shabbos, the Chiluk is not going to be a valid Chiluk, a Chiluk for each Shabbos, it will be a Chiluk in general. What can we say now on both sides for the Gemara's Havim?
Being
a second
Shabbos,
because that's a clear custom in a chinami. In terms of what the mistake was, there was a mistake in miscalculating the day, which obviously led to many things. But just like any time you have kufim muflakin in one shgaga, it was the same mistake. The woman thought that the husband's alive, so she married five different people over time. But the halacha kufim muflakin says, but lemaisa, it's like a separate shame or a separate shgaga for each one, because the guf is considered part of the union of the aveira itself. So therefore, it by default becomes like two shgagas, even though l'maisa was one shgaga, balabatis was one shgaga, that led to all the things. But it's now created like a separate shgaga. So meilu huadin, the Torah says each Shabbos is part of its own avera. It's the chilul of this Shabbos. It's the chilul of this Shabbos, even though it was one thing that caused you to do all the melachas and all the Shabbos. But masha'inkin, if the maisa avera is defined as a it's a chil of Shabbos in general, because your shikha was a shikha in Shabbos in general, then you could view it as it's all one end. What would we say now could be for the Havamina? How could it be a Havamina of Hikir Besof Shachach Chayiv Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos? How do we understand the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel pointed to the Gemara's Havamina? So, seemingly, we have to say that Hikir Besof Shachach, we view the Maisa Avera of Chilul Shabbos as the Maisa Avera of Chilul Shabbos for each Shabbos. In other words, this is going to enter into the Pasuk of Shmira L'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. That means we have to define the Shgaga. The Shgaga is going to have to lead us to assume that each Shabbos is distinct. Why would that be? Not that way. Tinik Shenishba, Shabbos is totally foreign to you. So then the Shgaga is just is the Shgaga and Shabbos in general, and then the Chil Shabbos that results is a Chil Shabbos on all Shabbos in the general sense. Masha'inkin, Rav Shmuel telling us that he gave us of Shachach, if you once upon a time knew about the union of Shabbos and then you forgot about the union of Shabbos, then already your Shgaga is going to be one that will define each Shabbos as its own Chil Shabbos. Why? So, from the perspective of the time you did the Malacha, you have no sense of what Shabbos is, correct? So in that respect, the Korah is the same thing as Tinuk Shenishba. On the other hand, Tinuk Shenishba, the Taina on you, what's the inyan of Shgaga? What's the Shgaga is that there's a claim on you, you should have known better. What's the Tviya on a person of Tinuk Shenishba? You should have, right, yeah, but it's good, we'll see it on the base, but we might see, it's not, you're Chayit, you're a Shogun. Right, we're assuming you're a shogeg. So the machlokes, but so what's the tefillah? Why are you not an onus? What's the shogeg of tinuk shenishba? In that what?
It was never thought.
But why are you a shogeg then? You didn't have, you didn't know. You never knew. The answer is, you should have learned. Right? You should have learned. You should have found an opportunity at some point to expose yourself and know and learn. That's the shgug of tinuk shenishba. What's the shgug of hikim v'sof shachach?
How can you have rid of that? He doesn't even know he's a Jew.
Yeah. No, he knows. He knows he's a Jew. He's a guy here. He might know. No. So good. So the Rambam's good. You have to see more on this. The Rambam says, he doesn't know Yisrael, but he does something. Not all the Rishonim say that. But yeah. Okay. You have to know how far to go with it. Yeah. But Lamaisa, if it says a Shgaga, then you still have to somehow define the Shgaga in some form or another. So it probably has something to do with the fact that you should. That's also not an excuse. You should have figure out that there's something you're missing and fill that void for yourself. Good, that's clear one way or another that there's a shgaga tinuk shenishba in that you don't know, but you should have known, you should have learned. But by hikish of shachach, it's a different type of shgaga. What's the shgaga here?
You should have forgotten.
This you knew and you forgot. Memela, if the shgaga relates to forgetting, then maybe once again you can view each Shabbos as distinct, because you knew about Shabbos. So now you could say that you can say you forgot this Shabbos, you forgot about Shabbos, and now that relates to this Shabbos and that Shabbos and that Shabbos. In other words, it becomes a shgaga that again relates to each Shabbos. Your shikha, your forgetting about Shabbos, now can translate into each Shabbos by itself. And mainly your aveira that comes as a result of Yigabas of Shachach is not a function of now you don't know. But there was a knowledge and it was lost on you. So you it's like each Shabbos was a shgaga by itself. And mainly the Gemara would say that this would also be part of the Dinah Shmiruah Kol Shabbos for Shabbos.
Is that any different than any other chatas? Like if someone forgot that chelev was aser, he was over chelev and he ate many pieces of chelev in one alam, like going to one chatas.
Right. So I think the answer is because see Shabbos is distinct. First of all, you have the psukim. And second of all, with the way explaining the psukim, there's a special inyan by Shabbos that there's two facets to the aveira. By chelav, after everything is said and done, it's achilas chelav, and that's the definition of the aveira. True, you can have a hichatimsa of achilas chelav. We didn't know chelav was aser. You can have we didn't know it was chelav. By Shabbos, because of the lashonos of psukim, shmira and chilul, so there's a special inyan with Shabbos that has to do with shmira and chilul, which we said is a function of a shgaga that has to do with not knowing the Shabbos. Now we could say that the Havim of the Gemara was that a Hikir B'Sav Shachach translates into a Shgaga, which means a nice Aveira on each Shabbos. Because after all, there was a Shikha that you had, and maybe you could say those. It's like you forgot this Shabbos and you forgot that Shabbos. What was your Aveira? It was Aveira not of Malach, remember. It was an Aveira of Chil Shabbos. Because ultimately, the issue really, what you're really missing is the inyan of Shabbos. But the question is it a ma'isa vera malach when you did malach, is ma'isa vera chilu Shabbos in general, or is it ma'isa vera of chilu Shabbos for each Shabbos? So now there could be a difference. If you never knew, then it's not shayach to you at all. It never was. So then we could view this as totally like a general chilu Shabbos that doesn't have any connection to any bearing to any specific Shabbos. Masha'enkin, if you once knew, which means that the shgaga is a function of your forgetting, and you once knew and you forgot, now we can say the forgetting of each Shabbos is a separate shgaga, or it's at least it's enough to view it as a ma'isa aveira that the Gufin Mechlokin makes it a separate shgaga, that we view each Shabbos as distinct because it's like you're forgetting about this Shabbos, so you machal this Shabbos through you're forgetting that Shabbos, and you machal this Shabbos through you're forgetting this Shabbos, because it was a shikha. Therefore, each Shabbos once again gets its own shame chilul Shabbos by virtue of that same pasuk of Shmiruah Kol Shabbos b'Shabbos. L'maskana, it's not true this far. Why? Because l'maskana, what are we going to say? That the nature of the shgaga and the nature of viewing the Avnei Saveira is not a function of the shikha, but it's a function of right now. What was your problem in doing in the fact that you did the malacha, and what was your problem right now? You did not. So right now, it's a very general lack of awareness, not specific to each Shabbos. It's the fact that right now, Shachach. So it's the same Shachach Hikir Shabbos. But the Havin was that we view the Shema Shtaga mitzad the Shikcha, not mitzad the right now not knowing, because of what you once knew and you forgot. Yeah.
This is the different level of Shkaga. So now we're saying, I thought you have a category of Shkaga. So if you're Shogeg, so then you're Chayef. Now we're saying there are different categories of Shkaga. It's not one encompassing category.
Look, you have, again, you have the psukim. So you have the question is, what case fits with which pasuk? So once you accept that the pasuk, Shmiruah Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, tells me this, it's shaykh to view the ma'isa aveira of Chil Shabbos as separate to each Shabbos. Now, you can explain the svara, Hikar B'Sav Shachach, that the ma'isa aveira was the fact that it was defined by your forgetting. And therefore, your forgetting can relate to each Shabbos as creating its own chilul, because you forgot about Shabbos, so you forgot about that this is Shabbos, but this is Shabbos. It's no longer the general ma'isa aveira, it now becomes more specific.
But they're considering it as if it's a different shgaga of Shabbos being
Yeah, well, again, so that goes back. So once you say Shmiruah Kol Shabbos for Shabbos, it by definition becomes a separate shgaga, the way we explain. The Gufin Mechlokin. Yeah, your one yediyah would have saved you from everything. If you would have known, the woman would have known her husband was alive, she wouldn't have done anything. But the fact is, because the aveira was done with five different people, then it's like you didn't know that Aveira, he didn't know that Aveira, he didn't know that Aveira. It becomes like a separate Shkaga because the goof is part of the definition of the Aveira. And so it is with Shabbos. Yeah.
Kibbutz Nishba, why isn't there goofing the Mufakim? I mean, every single Shabbos he has to learn to make sure that he knows the...
Yeah, but again, because we're saying since your Ma'is Aveira is that you totally don't know anything, then your chilul is a chilul in Shabbos in general. That's because we have the other pasuk. We're not for the other pasuk, you can say what you want. But we have the other pasuk. We want to know why that other pasuk is going to be different. Why should there be a difference in svara between one case and the other? The answer is because your maisa avera is defined by your shgaga. And your shgaga is a shgaga in Shabbos in general. Then your maisa avera of chilul Shabbos would be a chilul Shabbos in the abstract, not a chilul Shabbos for each Shabbos.
Can we say that the Tino Shnishba and the Ger are Bishogig that they should have learned? Is it that they should have learned before the first Shabbos, or they should have learned ever? Because if we say they should have learned ever, they obviously did learn, because they bring a Chatas now, so they found out about it.
At some point or another, right? At some point they discovered.
So they fulfilled what they were supposed to do by learning. If the whole problem is that they didn't learn, they just fulfilled it.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
So then, if the shogeg is of not learning,
yes, obviously before they did the first avera, there should have been some. Before
the first Shabbos, that they should have.
Don't forget, if it's whether they will see the cases of a ger, it's geyer, it's a cut, and then the first Shabbos once it's a god, or whatever it is, then you have to. We'll have to see more about the Tisha Nishba. So now let's see the shot of the Tari, the Gemara here. This is all in terms of what we can say of svara, but meanwhile, how does all this fit in the Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel Dami Tavai Mastisim B'Tinim Shnishba B'Nanochim Geshes Gaya B'Nanochim Avo Hikir B'Sof Shachach. That would be Chayv Al Kol Shabbos B'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, it's not. The first case, it says in the Mishnah, Shalcheach Ikir Shabbos. That's the case where you're Chayv only one Chatas. So Shalcheach Ikir Shabbos Lav Michlal Dahav Yilei Yediyah Meikara. Shalcheach Ikir Shabbos sounds like you knew and you forgot. That's the Lashon HaShalcheach. So that would mean you only chayiv one in hikir b'sof shachach. Says the Gemara, lo, my koa shalcheach hikir Shabbos would mean the haisa shachuach mimenu ikra shel Shabbos. The shalcheach hikir Shabbos actually doesn't mean what you said. It doesn't mean that you knew and you forgot. It means it was always forgotten from you. Haisa shachuach mimenu. Back to Gemara, no. So what would that mean? Avo hikir b'sof shachach mai. So that would be mashma then. The hikir b'sof shachach, if you once knew chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, that you're chayiv each Shabbos, ad etoni, hayodei ikir Shabbos. The also melachas harbi Shabbos is harbi, chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, rather than learn case number two. That you know it's Shabbos and you didn't know that you know the inyan of Shabbos, you didn't know it was Shabbos. That's when it says you're chayiv on each Shabbos. Listeni, hikir b'sof shachach, the koshkein ha. What should it say? Say the bigger chiddush. Say the case of hikir b'sof shachach yochai v'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, and that's a kal v'chomer from that a yodei hikir Shabbos and forgetting the day would be chai v'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That's kasha the Gemara. It should say a bigger chiddush. What's the pshat kol shekein ha? Why is it a bigger chiddush? Says Rashi. Shoyis eshchucha mimenu meyol. Listen to hikir b'sof shachach the chayiv in that case. The af al gav. Even though in the case of Yikim Sof Shachach you don't have that svar of Yom Shabbat time. So Rashi himself admits that what? That the svar of Yom Shabbat time makes no sense in the case of Yikim Sof Shachach. And again, Rashi Lushitasa, because the svar of Yom Shabbat time is predicated also on the EF Shishilo No Dalam. So Rashi himself admits that the fact that there's such a Havamina would be against what he said in the Mishnah. In other words, Rashi, the Mishnah was according to the Maskana. Rashi here is assuming obviously not that way. This is what the Gemara is assuming. And for Rashi, we could say what we just said for Tosus, for example, that it's Stam Xeris HaKosuf, and Xeris HaKosuf defines the nature of the Avera as a different Avera, Chil Shabbos, and the Chil Shabbos could be Misyachis for each Shabbos, and so on. All that could be for Rashi as well. Maskana, Rashi veers away from that, and Rashi learns that the difference between the cases is a function of two shkagas and one shkaga, and you have to define it as two shkagas, as we explained in Rashi. So what's the Gemara's kasha? that the Mishnah should have just said the bigger chiddush and talked about a case of hikir b'sof shachar. So what would that mean? So what about the case of your day Yikir Shabbos and you forgot that the day was Shabbos? Would that case appear in the Mishnah? Seemingly Pashup Shat Nigmar's Kasha would be what? That the Mishnah would then have what? Hidei Iker Shabbos. The Mishnah would not say Hidei Iker Shabbos. It would say case number two would be Hikir B'Sof Shachar. Chayim HaKol Shabbos B'Shabbos. And then you'd have case number three of Yodei Shehu Shabbos and you forgot the Melachis and you Chayim HaKol Melach HaMelach. Right? And what would be the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos and you didn't know the day? What would be the din there? HaKol Shabbos B'Shabbos. Because of a Kal V'Chomer from the case of Hikir B'Sof Shachar. And the Mishnah would have no need to mention that case at all. And I would already know everything I need to know about that case. I'd know the din Yechayev HaKol Shabbos V'Shabbos. That's what it would seem from the Gemara's Kash. There's no mistake that I could make about that case, right? Yeah, so the Gemara answers, Mai HaYodea Yikir Shabbos. Misha HaYodea Yikir Shel Shabbos U'Shachach. You know what? That's the case. The Mishnah gives you the bigger chiddush. The Mishnah talks about the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos. What does Yodei Iker Shabbos mean? Not the way you're assuming. Yodei Iker Shabbos means that you forgot the day. Yodei Iker Shabbos means you once upon a time knew about Shabbos. That's distinct from the case of Shocheach, which was Shochuach Meikaro. Yodei Iker Shabbos means you once knew, but then you forgot about Shabbos completely. And that's the case the Mishnah gives you to say Chayev Al Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. Indeed, that's what the Mishnah talks about. It says the Gemara, no, if that's true, if that's what it says, that the case of the second case is the case of Yodea V'Shachach Ikra Shel Shabbos, so what would that suggest? Ava Lo Shachacha. If you never forgot about the Inyan of Shabbos, but what did you forget, in other words? That the day is Shabbos. What would that be? Mashma Mai Chayev Al Kol Melacha U'Melacha. Whoa, now the Gemara is assuming that somehow, if the second case speaks about Hikir B'Sof Shachach by definition, then this case that we thought was originally the Pshat in the second case of the Mishnah, that would be Chayv Al Kol Melacha U'Melacha. And if that's true, fact the Gemara, then Adet Tani Hayadea Shehu Shabbos V'Asa Melacha Shabbos V'Asabi Chayv Al Kol Melacha U'Melacha, rather than learning the third case by Chayv Al Kol Melacha U'Melacha, the case where you shachach the Melacha, say a bigger chiddush. Listen, Hayadea Iker Shabbos, and you forgot the day. So this requires a biur. Where did the Gemara derive this conclusion that the halacha of Yodei Iker Shabbos and you forgot the day would be malacha malacha? Where did the Gemara get that from, and what would be the svara for this? What did you forget? You forgot the day with Shabbos. And the Gemara is inferring now that if the second case of the Mishnah is a case of Hikir B'Sof Shachach, then the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos will be chayv on each malach. And then the kasha is, why not give you that case for the case number three of the Mishnah? Why talk about shigas malachas, talk about shigas Shabbos, and say the zachiv akol malach o malach? Where did Gemara get this diuk from? Says Rashi, avalo shachach leiker Shabbos, elo shachach shehayom Shabbos. My, what would be now the din? Chayv akol ab malach o malach. Why? Says Rashi, v'al kochach I avi svira lei. If the din would have been that Yodea Iker Shabbos would only be chayiv for Shabbos one, not for each malach, havelei lemichrach lemisnei hachi, the Mishnah would have wrapped together both cases in the second case of the Mishnah, and say as follows: mi sheyada Iker Shabbos u'shachach, v'chein hayodea Iker Shabbos. Both of those cases, hikir b'sof shachach and the case of Shachach on the day, the asam lachas Shabbos Shabbos har bechayv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, and the fact that the Mishnah only spoke about what case in the second, the case of Hikir B'Sof Shachach, would seem to indicate that the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos would in fact bechayv al kol malach malach, and that's the end for the Gemara's kasha. Listen, Yodei Iker Shabbos to have shigas Shabbos v'zad malachas har bechayv al kol malach. Even though there's only one shkaga per Shabbos, and yet it's somehow mischalik for every malacha, the kolos can shigas malachas v'zad shabbos, dikas shkaga sarbe. So therefore, the Gemara asked, then why not say that case in the last case of the Mishnah? So Rashi understands the diuk of the Gemara is that since case number two is hikir b'sof shachach, and it doesn't add as well in that same case, the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos, that gives the Gemara the right to assume that Yodei Iker Shabbos would become malach or malach. So what's Chor Pashup Pshat, Kashin, in Cheshbon HaPshat, what's difficult on Rashi? Tosis Amei asks on Rashi,
yeah? To learn the closer thing, so why would it happen?
So now how could the Gemara ask the Kasha before? Yeah. How could the Gemara have asked initially that what? That the Gemara didn't know that the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos is Hikir B'Sof Shachach. The Gemara assumed it was Kipshuta. So the Gemara says Koshkein, it should say the case of Hikir B'Sof Shachach, the Koshkein Ha. So how did Rashi seem to learn Koshkein Ha? That you wouldn't say anything about Yodei Iker Shabbos. It would just talk about the case of Hikir B'Sof Shachach, and then it would jump to the case of Shugas Malachis, and the Gemara would be fine with that. Before the Gemara explained that that's good for the case, the Gemara wanted it should say that case. Wait a second. That would lead us to a misinformation. What would that mean? If it would talk about the case of Hikar B'Sof Shachach, then that would and not say anything about Yodei Iker Shabbos, then I would assume that Yodei Iker Shabbos would be chayiv on kol malach or malach. So how could the Gemara ask Koshkein Ha and not talk about Yodei Iker Shabbos? And a minute later, the Gemara says, because it didn't rat together the other case, that itself gives us reason to think that Yechayev HaKom Malacha Malacha. So how could the Gemara ask Koshkein Ha? Who asked Akasha and Rashi? Tosis. So Tosis learns Gifim Shat in the Gemara. How did Tosis learn Shat in the Gemara's Kasha? Going back earlier, the Koshkein Ha? Not that it should say one case and be a koshkein, that it wouldn't have to say the other case. No?
Koshkein was just telling that it was the chiyuva.
In terms of what the Mishnah is out to tell me, notice how the Mishnah is worded. The second case, the chidush is stated not in that you're not chayv on each malach. The chidush of the second case is that you're chayv on each Shabbos. In terms of that chidush of chayv on kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, what case is more of a chidush? The case of Hikir u'b'sof shachach is a greater chidush, right? So that is the case that Mishnah should have talked about in giving you the chidush of the chiyuva. What about the fact that we would think that the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos is chayev akol malacha malacha? So you have to say a second case separate from this, include that in the Mishnah as well. And then it should tell me that in that case, ain't no chayiv ella al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. The focus being on the fact that it's only Shabbos v'Shabbos and not malach v'malach. That's what the Gemara meant, kol Shkein Ha.
What's the Hamim in that?
Wait, so now the Gemara is very good now, according to Tosis. So the Gemara says, so the answer is, in Achinam, the case of L'chiyuva is the bigger chiddush. The case of Yodei Iker Shabbos means indeed, Ha'yo Yodei Iker Shabbos u'shachacha. No, says the Gemara, no, if that's the case, that what happened to the case of Yodei Iker Shabbos? It's not there. If it's not there, then what does that mean? That it's mashmat yechayev al kol malach u'malach. So that Sigmar is very good.
What's the halakha that the Mishnah would have to come to exclude chayev al kol malach u'malach?
So we have to figure out a couple of things. First of all, the Cheshbon HaPshat has to be worked out a little bit more carefully. Maybe we'll see Tosis inside, we'll try to work that out better. But I think fundamentally, in Svara here, we have to figure out whether it be Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara or Tosis Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara makes an inference here that if the case of the Mishnah of Yodei Iker Shabbos means by definition Yoda v'Shachach, so one way or another, that implies that the Gemara, that a case of Yodea Iker Shabbos, in the sense of Shigigas Shabbos, where your Shkago was one, with Shkago on Shabbos, still your Chayv each Shabbos and each Malach, what would be the Svar Rabbos saying such a thing? Before we analyzed the Svar of Hikir B'Sof Shachach being Chayv on each Shabbos, so we said what we said. Now we have to figure out what would be the Svar in saying that a Shigigas Shabbos would be chayiv not just one of each Shabbos, but each melacha of each Shabbos. Why would that be? What could be the svara here of Shigat Shabbos being mechayiv for each melacha? And that's what must be medayik, one way or the other. It must be medayik then. And therefore the kahasha is, so why not say that case in the sefer? What, and the Gemara therefore rejects it. But in a chinami, in svara, the Gemara is able to entertain such a svara. What could be the pshat? Shigat Shabbos. You were not shogig in the malachas. You were shogig on Shabbos and on the Shabbos, and yet your chiv is per malach. Why?
Shabbos is only relevant to the fact that there's malachas.
That is shining Shigat Shabbos is that you forgot every single one of the malachas.
So okay, let's go back. So let's see, how many avdeiros did you do? You're saying it better in terms of the makoros. What's the halacha when you machal Shabbos? So you do, let's say, Shigat malachas, right? So you do X number of malachas. How many chiyuvim are there? You do three malachas. You chayiv each one. That's called chiyuv malachas. Chiyuv malachas means it's not like chaylev and chaylev the helamecha. It's like chaylev and dam the helamecha. Each shame is its own avera. So too, when you do different malachas, even though there was a lasasachom malacha that you violated, but there's a separate chiyuv, it's a machalek, the mechuyev for each malacha separately. What is the halacha of chiyuv malachas? So, there are various makoros later on daf ayin, how you know chiyuv malachas, but we learn it out. We noted, the chiyuv karban, the chiyuv karban chatas, can't be purely a function of the shgaga, right? It's got to be a function of the ma'isa aver that you did. Right? We noted the Ramban by Yom Kippur, right? Where a person is the shogeg in the day. People thought that it wasn't Yom Kippur, so what did they do? They ate and they did malach. The Ramban says that's also part of the Mishnah in Yuma, that you're chayiv too. Even though the shgaga was one, but yet there's a separate carbon for each aver. So why is that? Because the carbon, what the generating factor in the chiyuv carbon is what? Not the shkaga, then it'd be only one carbon. The generating mechayiv is the ma'is avera. So maybe you did a ma'is avera of inui, and a ma'is avera of malach. So then we wanted to know why, when it comes to Shigat Shabbos, don't we say the same thing? You have an avera of zriya. You have an avera of tzira. So the maskana, what's the halacha? Shigat Shabbos, you only chayiv one for every Shabbos. Why? Because it's one shkaga. So what? But it's one shkaga over there too. So how do we explain the difference between the case of the Mishnah by Shabbos and the case of Yom Kippur?
Shigat Shabbos defines both pulos that you did as one ma'isa avera.
Because even though there's a machali called chiluk malachis, but the ma'isa avera is one ma'isa avera because the avera was a l'sasachom malachis. So it's a losasach malacha that you can have different chiyuvim of chatas for different ways of doing losasach malacha based on zeres hakasha of chiluk malacha. But it's one shame avera of losasach malacha. One shkaga views everything you did as one ma'isa avera, since after everything is only one, it's only one shame anyway. Masha inkin by the case of Yom Kippur, where there's a shame avera of inui, the shame avera of malacha. So there, notwithstanding the one shkaga, it's clearly two shemos. It's shemos buchlakim. It's a sefer ma'isa avera. So that's the maskana. That's the way we know to be true. That by Shabbos, we're assuming then that the shigas malachis, that the shigas Shabbos is only chayav one per Shabbos. I chiluk malachis. Chiluk malachis is not good enough to create what? Shemos buchlakim. Chiluk malachis is a machalik. It's a machal, but it requires something more. It requires that it should be separate shkagas. Otherwise, it's going to be one machayev because it's one ma'is avera, because it's one shkaga that led you to do the various malachas. And it, after everything, it's only one ma'is avera. Were it to be two shemos, then even one shkaga would divide into two karbanos because it's separate ma'is avera, because it's separate shame. In other words, we're assuming that the din of chiyuv malachas does not create shemos machlakim. It's still one losasach malacha with different mechayvim and carbon per malacha. Maybe the Gemara's have a meaning here would be that you can mechuyev. There's a din of mechuyev melachas even by shigas Shabbos. What does that mean? One shgaga, separate karbanos for each melacha. Why? The answer is simple. Just like one shgaga can lead to separate karbanos when it comes to shemos mechlakim, when you talk about chaylev and dam, when we see tinik shenish basun, whether it comes to the case of Yom Kippur, where it was one shgaga and then you did inu you violated melacha because it's a separate shema veila. So the answer is, when it comes to chid melachas of Shabbos, the zeres akasav of chid melachas is to create a separate shema isaveila. The Torah says l'sasuch ha-melacha, but the drasha of chiluk melacha says that Zeriya is a separate ma'isaveira, and so is Tzira, and so is every one of the lametas melachas, a separate ma'isaveira. If it's a separate ma'isaveira, then even with one shgaga, like Shigas Shabbos, it'd still be a separate machai for each melacha. This is a very important issue that we'll have to look at more carefully when we discuss chiluk melachas. Is that in fact true? Is that the halacha of chiluk melachos to create a separate shem with chelev and dam? Mamish. There might be nafkaminas that result from saying such a thing. But to say pshat and gemara's havamina, certainly one could learn this. The chiluk melachos is like a separate shem. Yeah.
So what do we need to pass it of losas for them?
No, the Torah arrived at it is by creating losasach melacha and then conveying to you that there's a din of chiluk melachos. But chiluk melachos now is another way of saying the Torah spoke shorthand. But there's a separate, it's like a separate Shema Veira for each Malach. That's true, there's a set that you can have one Shkag of Shigat Shabbos, but you still have a separate card.
What's the definition of the word? When you say Shem,
like Chelev and Dam, the separate Aveira, or like Yom Kippur, you have Inu and you have Malacha, the separate Shem. You want to know what would be another Nafgamina here by Shabbos? So I'll tell you what could be another.
What is the word Shem?
Shame is a label, it's a classification, it's like a separate affair. Could be nafkamina for Hasra. The Tosus read later on, it comes up in the Gemara there that it could be that they have to give, when you give Hasra for Chil Shabbos, what do you have to say? You have to say, don't do that, because if you do it, you're going to violate Malacha X. That specific you have to be. Or is it enough to say you're going to violate losasach ha-melach, you're going to mechal Shabbos? Maybe if you assume each melach is a separate shem ha-isavera, then that would require you for hilchos hasra to be master in the name of the aver, the name of the melach. Mashenkin, if it's just a din of chiluk by itself, a chatos, the aver is still losasach ha-melach, you don't have to do that.
If you want to explain that the havamina of the Gemara right now is in Yudaic or Shabbos, Pesach, Shayim, Shabbos, you have called Melacha Melacha, because really Chiluk Melacha means different Shemos.
Okay.
So then how come if Chiluk Melacha means different Shemos, and then even in the earlier cases of the Mishnah, you should also be Chayav, it shouldn't be Chayav one Chatos for every Shabbos, you should be Chayav
Melacha Melacha. No, it's the case of Shochech Hekir Shabbos.
Yeah.
Good Shabbos. In other words, if you're assuming that the din of Shigat Shabbos is going to mean Chol Melacha Melacha because it's a separate shame, why not say the same thing by Shochech Hekir Shabbos? I hear. You'll have to know that. You'll have to figure out what to say for that. It's a good question. Chor is a separate shame, just like King Shanishba is Chayev and Chelev and Dam and so on. So why would it not be true? Right. See, after everything, you have to fall back on something. That's the pasuk. You can't forget the pasuk. Shmira, Shabbos is Harbin. But you want to know what's the taicha, but why should it be different? After everything, there is a pasuk that you have to, that relates to that case. That's what makes it different. You want to know in Svara, if it's separate. Aveira. The truth of the matter is,
it's also two cases. Also
the truth of the matter is, yeah. You're on to something very, very good. And again, if you saw the Gemara ahead, I'll give you a little bit of a tease. All right. The case of Tinish and Nishba, right? The Gemara is going to quote is Chayiv on Chelev and on Dam and on everything else, right? So what's the chidush of that? That you're Chayiv on each one. So there are different ways to learn pshat, but if you assume that the chiddush is, don't think you just chayev one. You're chayev on each aveira. Means that there was a havamina that the tinish and ishba is only chayev one chatas for all the aveiras he did. That could be pshat in the brayso.
Even though they're different.
Even though it's in a shemos. Oh, Chora, that shows you it's not such a pashut thing. The separate shemos automatically makes. Again, you have to know what makes that different.
What about the?
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see more. It could be that tinik shenishba is like a separate inyan, and that's why in a shochechik shabbos, which is like a tinik shenishba, there may be such a notion that in a chinami, despite shemos mochlokim, there could still be an inyan of only one card.
That's just compared to
shigat shabbos. Shigat shabbos is chayef each malach. That because it's never changed.
What about the case right above it? The case of Yudei Eker Shabbos,
so that's right. That's not as much as Tinek Shabbos.
That's not as much as Tinek
Shabbos. Good. All right. So we have to know. We have to work out the Cheshbon well for Tosfos Rabosai. Yeah, you'll see the Tosfos again. The Mashal is kedai to look at. It's a very important Ha'aret Pshat. The Mashal spells out just to understand fully Pshat. And then also in the Tosfos, go through the three Tosfos, and obviously the Tosfos of Koshke and Hai, you can take a look at Mashal and the kind of the aim. It's interesting. And then go on to the Inyan of Tinik Shenishba. The Inyan on the bottom also, you have the issue of Geirah, so you have the Chorus of that as well. Good.